We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud Dalid. Vehine Mavoyer Sham Bekavonis, the Arizal explains over there in his Sefer, I believe it's the Pri Etz Chaim, where he discusses the Kavonis of Chanukah, Shehashem Nachal Hanal Im HaKoylel Gematria Dam Odom, Ayin Shom. We had mentioned earlier that when a person makes the bracha for lighting Chanukah candles, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, the first letters make up the term Nachal, which is one of the names of Hashem. And it's also the first letters of a pasuk, Nafshenu Chikso Lashem. Our soul waits and yearns for Hashem. Now this expressing a confidence that I know Hashem is hearing me, and I know Hashem can help me, will help me, and I'm standing by for His help. That's this Nafshenu Chikso Lashem, which is the same first letters as Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Vehu Gamkin Begimatria Chanukah. And this name of Hashem, Nun Ches Lamed, is actually Begimatria Chanukah, with the Koilel. So now, the Arizal says there, that this word Nachal is Begimatria Dam Odom, the blood of a person. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Arizal, how he relates that to his discussion about the Kavonos of Chanukah. Rab Nosenzal says now, Hainu Mashekosu Bahatoyr Hanal. And this is related to what Rab Nosenzal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Sheikar Bechinas Chanukah Nimshach Mebechinas Toida Voido, Shehu Shashu Olam Haba. Rabbi Nazal says there that the essence of Chanukah is tied into the Korban Toida, the thanks offering and praise, which is the pleasure of the world to come. Because the Gemara says that in the future all other Korbanos are going to disappear. The only Korban we're going to have is Toida, meaning the only thing we're going to be focusing on then is thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. The problems, the worries, the suffering, the sins are all going to be non-existent at that time. And Rabbi Nazal there bases that chapter, the beginning of that chapter in the Quran, on the famous chapter of Tehillim, Mizmor L'Soido, Horiu L'Hashem Kol Ha'oretz, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Bo'ilofon of Bernono. In that chapter in the Quran, Rabbi Nazal pretty much goes through most of that chapter of Tehillim, explaining it and tying it into his discussion. So two of the opening things that are mentioned there are, number one, Toido, which means Toido, and Rabbi Nazal also speaks about Halacha. He mentions the fact that the first letters of Horiu L'Hashem Kol Ha'oretz spell the word Halacha. Horiu L'Hashem Ha'oretz, sing to Hashem the entire world, the first letters there make up the word Halacha. And Rabbi Nazal there says that the word halacha has two meanings that he deals with. One meaning is that it's the final, it's the bottom line of learning that we do, that the conclusion of all of our learning is to get to the halacha, to know what to do, which way to go, which way do I go? That's halacha. In addition, Rabbi Nazal explains over there that whenever a person has a crisis, a very serious problem, then just like in a city or in a country, when there's a crisis, what do? They call the city. They call the mayor. Everyone looks to the head, to the one in charge, to take control and to make decisions as to how to get out of this crisis, how to resolve it. In the body, the one in charge is the heart. The heart is called the king of all organs. And Rabbi Nazal says, that's why sometimes when a crisis happens, all the blood rushes to the heart. And that represents the standard flow of blood, the circulatory system as we know it, goes haywire. And the blood rushes to the heart as if all the parts of the body are running to the leader to say, what do we do? What do we do now? How do we do? And Rahman al-San, this could be the one interpretation of a heart attack, these kind of experiences that a person has is, when there's crisis, chas v'shalom. Then Rabbi Nazal says, when the crisis is resolved, then the blood goes back to its standard flow. And the term that's used there also is halacha. Rabbi Nezal speaks about tahaluchos hadamim, the path, the standard path, how the blood travels through the body, what the biologists call the circulatory system. And then there's this, when it goes haywire and all the blood rushes to the heart, to the leader, looking for guidance. Umevoyer Shom, Rabbi Nezal explains over there, in Torah Beis, in Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah that's entitled Yemei Chanukah, which is the Torah that this entire halacha is based on, Shahatoida Mikreis Halacha. The Korban Toda, the thanks offering, you know, is referred to as Halacha, Al Shem Tahaluchos Taluchas Hadamim, Shehoilchem Keseder, Kesheyoitze Meatzora. The reason why Toida, the thank you, is referred to as Halacha is because when we're up to saying thank you, it means everything's going back to normal. The blood is going back to its standard way of flowing, the halicha sadamim. It's going the proper halacha. Ki be'es hatzorach has v'sholem, because when a person's in a time of major crisis, emergency, hadomim shoytfin al alev, the blood, what's the word I'm looking for? Lishtof. The blood like charges at the heart. It rushes to the heart. The blood is shoytef alev. It rushes the heart. V'acharkach kisheyoytz me'atzora. And then when the problem is resolved, when the crisis disappears, hoilchim hadomim keseder. The blood flows normally, properly. So that's the term halacha. That's one of the interpretations of how the word halacha is applied over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Veze bechinas halachos, bechinas chesed. And Rabbi Nezal says there, this is also the concept of a Rebbe teaching his student halachos. Rabbi Nezal brings psukim and statements from the Gemara which show that when a rabbi is teaching his students, that's a form of chesed, toiras chesed. Those halachos are, that the rabbi teaches the student, are also a form of chesed. And if a rabbi holds back from teaching a student, the Gemara says it's as if he withheld kindness from him. The beginning, this is Rav Nosson Zal here is discussing the opening paragraphs of that chapter on Likutei Moran, which aren't easy, but it covers all of these topics. And through this, through the Korban Toida, through the thanks offering, through the crisis being resolved, through the proper study of halacha, through the blood flowing properly in the body, that all results in Meir Ho'emes Beribui Hadibur, in the three channels of truth shining into the four sections of Dibur, as we mentioned previously. Ki Batchilo Hoye Bebchinas Anshe Domim Yisnutam, because at first the person was in the category where the Pasuk says Anshe Domim, murderers, like bloody people, hate Etam. They hate the truth. They reject the truth. So when the person was in this state of bleeding, in a sense, this blood rushing to the heart, at that time there was a lack of emes, Yisnutam. When it's resolved, when everything calms down and goes back to normal, then there's that flow of emes. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran, where all of this is expounded on. Hainu Bechinas Kavonois. Rav Nosson Zal says, you see, Rabbi Nezal there is speaking about the flow of blood, the abnormal flow of blood. When a person's in a crisis, how the blood rushes the heart, and then when the crisis is over, the blood recedes and goes back to its normal flow. Rav Nosson Zal says now, this is tied into what the Arizal says about the word Chanukah and that name of Hashem Nachal, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, being Rosh Tevois Dam Odom. That's what the Arizal says. Shetzrichin lechavein bechanukah lehavliya hadam v'achius beivorim. Rav Nosson Zal explains that one of our intentions on Chanukah, when we light the Chanukah menorah, is that we want the blood and our blood, which is our life. The Torah says ki adam hu hanefesh. The blood is the life of the person. We want the blood to go back into the organs, to go back into its normal places, normal flow. Shel yelchu hadomim kaseder, that the blood should flow normally, meaning the crisis should be over. Shezehu ikar tikun hatzara. That's the main result. When the problem is resolved, that's how we see that the problem has been totally resolved. When the blood goes back to its normal flow. Shehu bechinas toida halacha. This is tied into toida and halacha. Shaydezeh meir ho emes kanal. And that's what causes the emes to shine. Veheoras emes beribua hadibur. And the shine, the truth shining into speech. Ze bechinas hadlokas ner chanaka etzel pesach habayis. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that that's the concept of the fact that one of the most proper places to light the Chanukah menorah is at the entranceway to the house, the Pesach Habayis, because that's called Pesach, and the mouth is called Pesach. There's a pasuk Shmor Pischei Picha, guard the opening of your mouth, the entrance of your mouth. So the lighting, the menorah is light, which is truth. There's a pasuk Hashem Orcha V'Amitcha, Hashem is your light and your truth. Lighting the menorah at the entrance of the house is shining emes into the dibur, into the mouth. The Pesach, the entranceway to the house, the entranceway to the mouth. K'may shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Shezehu nimshach mebchinas toida halacha, mebchinas taluchas dam keseder. This is all brought about through the combination of toida and halacha, by the blood flowing properly, shenimshach mishem nachal. And all of this is brought about through that special name of Hashem, Nachal, which is activated when we say lehadlik ner Chanukah, the Rosh Hashanah of lehadlik ner Chanukah. Shezochinu al yedei bechinas nafshenu chiksel Hashem. And how are we zeicha to this? Through the fact that we put our trust and confidence in Hashem. We trusted completely in Hashem, and we directed all of our prayers, all of our hopes to Hashem. The fact that we were always directing our hopes to Hashem, and we screamed, we cried out to Hashem, we davened to Hashem. That's how we were saved from all of our problems, all of our emergencies. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there that the way that this emes shines is in three channels. Shehem bechinas kel, Elohim, Hashem. Those three channels are related to these three names of Hashem. Shehem bechinas Torah, Utfila, Vishiduchim. Which Rabbeinu Zal says there, these three names of Hashem correspond to Torah, Tfila, and Shiduchim. And this is the main intentions that a person is supposed to have when lighting Chanukah candles, lohoyer ho'emes, to cause the truth, the light of truth, to shine into the dibur. The Arizal says that we light eight Chanukah candles. Those eight Chanukah candles correspond to the eight times that we say the word emes in Shachris, between Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei. We say Emes V'yatz V'nochem, Emes Atuhu Rishon V'atuhu, Emes Shatuhu V'atuhu, Emes Mimitzrayim Galtonu. If you count over there, the word Emes is mentioned eight times, referring to eight levels of Emes, in a sense, which are represented by the eight candles of Chanukah that we light, throughout the holiday.